أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وتأكل التراث أكلا لما وتحبون المال حبا جما. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala has explained our weaknesses, which normally our mind does not even go to, and that is one that we do not honor the orphan. Usually we discard the orphan, we look down upon an orphan because there is nobody for that orphan. Whereas this is a very important of Islamic way of life. From here also we can understand one are the rules and regulations of deen, and one is what is called the mizaj, the nature of deen. And the nature of deen can only be acquired when we stay with people who have got deen. That is our aslaf and our akabir. Just from kitabs we will never get what is the nature, the mizaj of deen. We will learn rules and regulations of deen, but to get that nature, that is a complete different thing, and that we can only get when we stay with the righteous and the pious, and we follow in the footsteps of our elders. So one was the yatim, the orphans that we should have in our homes and to look after them. Today our own orphan, family orphans, for example, a brother passes away, some close family member, his children become orphans. They are also neglected in most cases and they are not looked after. The second is the masakin, the poor people. That also is our duty. Those who are close to us, if family ties and they are poor, then they are the first people that we should be more concerned about. Many of us, we give our zakat, we give it to other organizations, to other people. The first recipient should be our own family members to whom it is possible to give. Like for example, your children you cannot give your zakat, your parents you cannot give your zakat to, but other family members, cousins, etc., many are also in dire need in these days. But we overlook them and we look at other sources where we give our zakat, etc. And these are cases, not zakat, but our lillah, we should open our hearts and spend on them, especially family people. Another point that we are very, very negligent about and which causes great, great harm in our lives is وَتَأْكُلُونَ التُرَاثَ أَكْلًا لَمَّا اور کھائے جاتے ہو مردے کا مال سمیت کر سارا. And you go on eating the wealth, the inheritance of the dead, all of it you just devour it. Today the setup in our homes is almost, we can say, and perhaps across the board, the very pious, the learned, the ordinary, that we have got no Islamic system in our homes as far as our financial matters are concerned. To understand this, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, if I bring one teaspoon in the house, or one teaspoon comes in the house, I define ownership. To who does it belong? Does it belong to me or does it belong to my wife? And today it is common, ours, that whatever is in the house is ours. In Islam there is no concept of ours. The ownership must be defined. To who does it belong? When we haven't defined, if we used to, when we return home now, check now to who does the furniture belong in the house. Is it defined or is it just a grey area? That is just ours, it's there. Or all the utensils in the house. Maybe the sewing machine, we acknowledge it belongs to the wife. The car, we might acknowledge one car belongs to the husband, one belongs to the wife. But many other things in the house, there is no ownership defined. And that is a total anti and alien Islamic system. But yet across the board, all of us are unfortunately living like that. And the evil of it is shown when the person passes away. Now an inheritance, how to make the inheritance? What belonged to that person, to marhum or marhuma who has passed away? And generally, we won't think of the utensils in the house. They will just carry on. In fact, on the day when the person has passed away, the food perhaps is cooked from that house. And it belonged to the mayyat, to the marhum. And it is not jais for us to eat, especially if they are of young children and nabalik children. But we go, we eat, we are having parties there today. Tea parties are taking place at the mayyat's house and all this type of things. And then anyone just takes what he wants to from that share. No proper Islamic division of the estate takes place. And even if we go to a mufti, we get a fatwa, but yet the things were so much in a grey area that in what must we now divide the things? Which part must be given to who? That is not defined at all. And that becomes now our wealth. And that wealth is, they say, totally haram wealth. And now we are living on it, we will be giving charities from there, we'll be giving zakat from there, we'll be doing everything, eating from there, going for Hajj and Umrah from there, going for Umrah, for Jamaat from there, and yet it is not correct at all. It is a total wrong thing. And so the Quran Sharif, no matter we sacrifice our lives for the Quran Sharif, it has opened up these things to us. Whether it's me, whether it's anyone, all of us have to see to this. And in our inheritance, we have to define everything, and it's not difficult. We don't have to go and see every matchstick and every teaspoon to who does it belong. For example, we just say all the things in the house belongs to the wife. We give it over to her. But then have it in writing and refresh it at least once a year. When we do our zakat for the year, then just make sure that our wal is also a proper Islamic wal, and all that we own is written in there. If we are owing people money, people are owing us money. What qaza namazes we got, if we got the hajj that we haven't performed, mannats that we have made we haven't fulfilled, all this must be written, and at least minimum once a year revise it again. And this is a great, great ibadat for which there are great, great rewards for this. So this is also one area that we overlook very much, and we are all practically across the board, we are guilty of it. Good, pious families, learned people's families, years have gone by, scores of years, and the inheritance hasn't been resolved as yet. And this causes great harm for the person who has passed away also. He is, so to say, he's kept in quarantine there. His things are not, he doesn't get the enjoyments of Jannat and all the things, even if he was pious otherwise. But he's kept in quarantine because his things are not yet sorted out. And many, many of us, things are not, and the laws again are such of an estate, it takes so long to wind it up, but legally. But at least Shariat-wise, we can wind it up, and we should try and wind it up by the first week or so. And we should give everyone their shares. Yeah, again, usually women, mothers, sisters are not given their share. They are deprived of their shares. All this is a total wrong thing, and yet we regard ourselves as very pious, and our eyes don't go to these things. Allah open all our eyes and bring a proper Islamic way. And then the saddest part is that I don't do anything wrong. Why have I got problems in my life? And the fact is, we're doing everything wrong. If our money is wrong, everything is wrong. And then why won't problems come into our lives? Allah guide us and open our minds and let us live a proper Islamic life, not just a superficial, on top that we got big beards, we got turbans on our heads, big long kurtas, and yet our lives are really, and we're not even aware of it. We also convinced that I'm a very good Muslim. May Allah let it not happen when maut comes, then we realize what our thinking is and what is happening now. Allah save us all in His great, great mercy and His great, great kindness.